you've reported throughout the year, UK commercial radio has hit several milestones recently. How have audiences been growing?
I mean, it's really interesting. Every time RAJAR, which is the quarterly sort of audience figures, every time they come out, commercial radio's like share of listening, it's at like average hours sort of per week spent, it keeps on going up. And obviously there'll be some stations that perform better than others. And that's always quite interesting to see what's going on. But it's overtaken the BBC in terms of weekly reach and share of listening. And that in the last year hasn't happened for more than 20 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt. So it's just kind of showing that there's a real appetite. And I think there's a narrative as well that in the pandemic, people really rediscovered a love of audio. People that maybe had never tried podcasts, started listening to podcasts, or those sorts of audio habits haven't dissipated from the pandemic. And so that's something that I find really interesting, because there's so many different things to unpick, like digital listening and internet connected listening, and just in terms of like how commercial radio just seems to be every quarter going from strength to strength.
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, as you say, last couple of years, that is the picture, and that's a reflection of what's going on with audiences and what's going on with the choice that they have and how popular it is. Hasn't always been like that. You know, I've been around and, you know, following RAJARs for long enough to remember when the BBC was well over 50%, high 50% share. You know, now they're kind of middle 40%, and we're over 50%. So, you know, what's happened over that last 10 years to change the picture? Well, you know, I think commercial radio, the range and choice of stations that they're now able to offer on not just, you know, broadcast FM radio, but DAB radio and online. You look at the range and choice of content that's out there, and that's really started to level the playing field. In the old world, the BBC had the vast majority of distribution because they had all the big FM frequencies. But actually, with the increasing popularity of DAB, commercial radio was able to offer more services, more brand extensions. You know, Absolute Radio was the famous example, introducing the 80s and 90s stations. And then you saw that, you know, with different sort of genres of music and different content as well. So the choice that's been available has kind of exploded in the last few years. And that's really started to, you know, reflect in the audience. So and I think, you know, we're no longer in the world where the BBC has a much greater share of that distribution. DAB levels things out, and online, you know, okay, it's not a walled garden. It's a much bigger competitive set you're up against. But actually, I think what commercial radio is trying to do is leverage that strength and popularity into this new world. And as you say, that's what you're seeing, both in terms of the choice that's available, the listening, and I think the what you said about the pandemic is really interesting as well, because we followed audience habits very closely during that time. And as you say, what's been interesting is the way in which that's sustained. You know, people have got used to spending time at home. You know, what can you do whilst doing other things and consume media to help your mood and, you know, increase your general kind of sense of well-being? Well, you have the radio on. Mm-hmm. And that's happened in a big way.
Radio Centre recently expanded its remit to include podcasts, meaning podcasts by any commercial radio operator that they're producing and publishing on streaming. I'm curious, Matt, what are your thoughts on, first of all, the expanded remit? How's it been going? It's only been a few weeks now, but I'm curious. Well, it's only been a few weeks since you announced it officially, but you've been working on this for quite some time before.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think really, you know, in terms of what has changed and why, I mean, Radio Centre's remit was traditionally focused, as our industry was focused, on broadcast radio stations from our member companies. But as we've been saying, you know, the world has changed. You know, for commercial radio, I think around 29% of their listening time now is on connected devices already. You know, that's actually bigger than FM now, which was unthinkable, you know, a few years ago. So that's just for linear radio. Before you start thinking about, you know, the investments they're making in podcasts, the investments they're making in on-demand streaming and their own platforms. Now, radio is still the biggest part of commercial audio, as we know. I think the RAJAR Midas figures, I think they estimate about 84% of commercial audio, so audio where you can actually advertise, is live radio. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to invest in an audio advertising strategy, you need to have radio at its heart. But you've got to, you know, the developments that we've all been talking about, the exciting sort of podcasts and sort of music streaming, which fulfill these different need states, which some of our researchers looked into, you know, couldn't really be ignored. So as the industry body, we're having to reflect that shift. And I mean, we've been doing it, as you say, it's been a couple of weeks since we announced it, but we've been doing it incrementally over the last few years. But I think what I felt was it's about time we made a statement about that to clarify what our role is. Just talking about radio in the world that's developed and the listening habits that develops and the advertiser habits that have developed just felt too narrow. So I think we've wanted to broaden that out, really. And I think hopefully, you know, it gives clarity over our role. It gives a more holistic view of audio. There'll be more to come, I think, is all I can say at the moment, in terms of, you know, other things that we want to do in terms of our research, in terms of the tools that we'll offer for advertisers to ensure that they're achieving the best advertising outcomes they can using audio as a whole.
And you got a nice little fancy rebrand as well.
Yes, we did. But, you know, industry body has new logo. It's not that exciting. So I think what we wanted to do is package this all up together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the point of the rebrand, the point of the new look is to say, look, we as an organization are modernizing, developing, looking to the future. And, you know, I think we also wanted to do that at a point of the 50th anniversary since the first commercial radios stations came on air. Because while we're very respectful of the heritage and the and what went before, you know, I think the trap, easy trap to fall into, is to sort of talk about the good old days. Whereas actually, right now, radio and audio, we think, is stronger than ever in terms of audiences, in terms of revenues last year. So it's taking this moment and saying, actually, look, we're in a bit of a golden age of audio. So let's think about building on the innovation developments to now, up until now, and focus on the future. So that's how we've kind of tried to package it all up together.